Officials at KU and K-State wanted Governor Brown back to veto that requirement, saying it punishes the Kansas schools that attract research funding that grows their budgets. Sean Sullivan, Brownback's budget director, says the governor ultimately decided to let that provision stand.
Based on what was in the legislative budget and the difficulty of getting budgets passed and the belief that if that proviso would not have been in, that the budget would not have passed.
Democratic State Senator Laura Kelly says the governor talks a lot about job creation, but she says selling the Kansas Bioscience Authority and cutting universities does not help.
When you look at what he's actually doing, he's cutting and in some ways destroying the biggest economic engines that we have.
KU spokesman Tim Caboni says it will take time to determine the impact of the cuts, but he says the effects will be significant. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.